Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. You got to put that fear in perspective and understand that the worst possible case scenario probably isn't going to happen. And even if it did, you'll probably live to talk about it. Unlike back then when it really was life or death.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
We all know that what we bring to the table in our mental game is just as important, if not more important, than what we bring to the table with our physical game. So what are the biggest mistakes that we all make on a consistent basis in the mental game that blocks us from reaching our success and holds us back from realizing our full potential? I went and created a free 4-part video series where I explain what those 4 biggest mental game mistakes are, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get the free 4-part video series right now at DreAllDay.com/MGM. That stands for Mental Game Mistakes. That's DreAllDay.com/MGM. People like free stuff, right? Well, I'm doing a free live event in Miami at the Books and Books flagship store in Coral Gables on Saturday evening, June 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. I'm going to be talking, of course, about my book, Work on Your Game. I'm going to talk about the philosophies that go around that book, that go around the whole philosophy of working on your game. And the topic of the talk is it takes more than hard work to make success, to make your game and to get your game out there. So it's not just the confidence, discipline, mental toughness, personal initiative. There's some other elements that go around it, stuff that I didn't even write in the book, that I want to talk about to a live audience again on June 22nd at the Books and Books Coral Gables flagship store. I'm also going to be doing a Q&A after that. I'm going to have a special guest host MC who's going to ask questions and run that Q&A. I will be signing, autographing any books that are purchased on the spot at Books and Books, taking questions, taking pictures, shaking hands, and doing all of that. Again, that is a free live event, June 22nd. That's a Saturday evening at the Books and Books in Coral Gables in Miami, Florida. If you are in South Florida or you've never been to South Florida and you're looking for a reason to come, this is a good reason. It's June 22nd, Saturday evening, Books and Books, Coral Gables, yours truly, Dre All Day, live in the flesh, talking about the work on your game philosophy, the principles that you need to understand and follow to get your game out there. And it takes a lot more than just hard work. June 22nd, Books and Books, Coral Gables. Go to DreAllDay.com/book. That's DreAllDay.com/book to register for the free event. It is free, but you do need to register. Once again, that link is DreAllDay.com/book for this free event, June 22nd at Books and Books. DreAllDay.com/book. I have a new audio-based course series. It's called The Game. The first one is Raising Your Value. You started a business to create freedom for yourself, yet you find yourself doing a whole lot of other stuff that have nothing to do with the things that you love. So this course is the fastest way to get back to doing the things you love. And what you're going to learn in this course, first one is stop doing all the work yourself. This is the syndrome that leads to the burnout that many entrepreneurs and freelancers suffer from. You're going to learn how to delegate your work because there are other people out there who can take on many of the tasks in your business, as long as you have a process for those people to follow. Codifying your knowledge, which is the key to freeing your time while still earning revenue. For all of you knowledge entrepreneurs, here is where your attention needs to be, even over delivering to your one-on-one clients. And of course, raising your prices, which we know for most of us is much more emotional than it is logical. But I'm going to help you get your mind right around pricing and around your value in the module on raising your price. You can get all the information on this course at DreAllDay.com/game game value. That's dreallday.com/game value. Oh, and one more thing. Launch pricing on this course. While I'm not a fan of discounts, I do like launch pricing. This is available through June the 10th. You can get the special launch price of this course. Again, it's called The Game, Raising Your Value. After June 10th, it goes up to its normal price and is not coming down. So that's at dreallday.com/game value to get the course, Raising Your Value. And once again, dreallday.com/game value. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, more life. How to actually have more life in the life that you're living. Now, I know you're probably working hard on your business or in your school or at your sport or whatever it is that you're doing. And sometimes we get so caught up in those things and are playing our sport or in our business and just getting better and working on our games and all the stuff that we talked about in the previous episode that we forget that we did all this so we could actually enjoy our lives, enjoy our living, whatever that is for you, whether that's spending time with people you love, whether it's taking long walks in the park, whether it's just sitting around and doing nothing, whether it's just feeling a bliss and just being in a moment and not thinking about or worrying about or stressing about anything, just having more life in our own lives and not letting our ambitions, whatever they are, whether they be business related, personal development related, athletically related, not letting those consume us to the point that we forget why we're even here in the first place. So I'm going to give you 4 tips here today for you to have more life in your life. The day that I thought of this, I was actually outside in Miami where it's usually warm and usually sunny, usually pretty humid as well. It was a sunny, clear skies day, as I just described, as usual. And I just breathed it in that day. I was outside and I had to catch myself. I sometimes get caught up in the same thing too. I'm doing this work. I got to do this thing. It's like 10 other things that I could be doing right now, but I'm focused on this one. This is what I got to get done today. This is the thing I need to handle right now. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to finish this. Now I got to talk to this person over here. Let's see what's going on with this thing over here. I get caught up in it as well. And any of you who are hard driving, ambitious people, especially if you're running a business, you may find yourself in these situations often. Maybe you find yourself like this all the time. Your whole life is like this. I'm going to help you out today. And I had things to do in this moment where I caught myself in this beautiful, nice day and this beautiful life and this beautiful opportunity that we all had to be alive every single day. Even though I had things to do, I caught myself and just took a deep breath in where I was right there in that moment. And it got me to thinking, how can all of us, I and you, how can we enjoy this opportunity that we have more? This time that we have here, our lives, whatever it's going to be, whether it's going to be 20 years, 80 years, 100 years, 15 years, how can we enjoy it more? Today, I'm going to tell you what some 4 things that I thought of that would help any of us have more life, regardless of our situation, our age, our gender, our ambitions, what we're doing. If you follow these 4 things, it will help you have more life, more enjoyment of your life, and feel like you're getting more out of your life or putting more into your life, whichever one feels better for you. Let's get right into it. Point number 1, today's topic, once again, that's 4 tips for having more life. Point number 1 is, first of all, we got to eliminate. One of the best ways to add to your life, to make your life better, to improve the quality of your life, is not to do more things. It is not to find more goals. It is not to write down more tasks that you can do. It is not to add more skills, even. It is not to work harder, even. It is to actually get rid of some things. And one of the main things, the most diabolical, toxic energy that you can get rid of in your life is the energy of fear. So the number 1 thing you can do to have more life in your life is to put all of your fears, because we all have some more acute than others, some that we're more conscious of than others at different times, is to put those fears in perspective, which will calm us down a whole lot and free our minds, our souls, our spirits for more of the things that we actually want in life instead of being consumed by the energy of that fear, because fear just grows bigger and bigger the more we feed it with time and attention. Putting fears in perspective, fear enlarges whatever it focuses on. So this is the question that you're going to ask yourself to put your fears in perspective. Whatever fear you may be dealing with in life, maybe one that you're thinking of directly right now, maybe something that is kind of just latent in your mind, but it does exist there and it infects certain actions in your life and you may not even notice it most of the time. If the worst case scenario actually occurs, whatever that thing is you're afraid of, the worst thing possibly happens, here's a question. Will you survive it? Could you survive the worst possible outcome or whatever you're afraid of? What can you do if it actually does happen? What can you do to mitigate the damage from this worst case scenario happening? What can you do to recover? What are the chances that this worst case does actually happen? These are all separate questions you want to ask yourself. What's the chances of it actually occurring? It's probably very small compared to how much you're thinking about it and how afraid you are of it. It's probably very unlikely that it actually happens at the worst possible level. Now compare those answers. Can you live? Would you survive? What could you do about it? What are the chances that the worst fear actually happens? Compare those to the level of fear slash worry slash anxiety slash stress that you have over certain things in your life. Are they outsized? Are they a little bit blowing things out of proportion? I would assume that they probably are, because as human beings, it's just what we do. It's human nature. We are programmed to have fear, to notice certain things that will keep us alive. But since we're not in a life or death situation, most of us on a day-to-day basis now, we don't need that fear to keep us alive. But we still have that energy and we got to put it somewhere. And what we end up doing is putting it towards, you know, what if somebody leaves a comment and ridicules us on our social media page? Or what if my boss doesn't like me? Or what if somebody looks at me dirty? What if somebody flips me off in traffic? What if I miss a shot in practice and one of my teammates yell at me? We take that same fear that we use to stay away from a saber-tooth tiger who might kill us and our family. And now we're directing it towards these small little things that really will do no harm to us whatsoever. But we're directing all our energy towards it. And it's consuming us the same way that our caveman and cavewoman ancestors were consumed by the thought that maybe there was a tiger around that was about to pounce and kill us. So you got to put that fear in perspective and understand that the worst possible case scenario probably isn't going to happen. And even if it did, you'll probably live to talk about it, unlike back then when it really was life or death. Point number two, today's topic is four tips for having more life in your life. So now that you put the fear in perspective, we freed up your energy. Now you can move around some more. And when I say move around more, I mean that literally, physically move around more. On my Apple Watch, which I've had for a few months, they have this standing notification measurement thing. So basically how it measures it is, I don't know how it knows when you're standing up or sitting down, but it does. I mean, technology these days, shout out to all the engineers. But the technology knows when I'm standing up or sitting down, and it actually has a marker. For every hour that you're actually wearing the Apple Watch, it will tell you how many of those hours you actually stood up during that hour and moved around physically for at least 1 minute. So if I sit down, let's say on the couch at 10 o'clock, and I don't get up again until 11 o'clock. So that whole 10 o'clock hour, I don't get a check mark for that hour because I didn't stand up and move around. But if I stand up at 10:30 and walk around the room for 1 minute, then I get checked that, yes, I have actually moved around for that hour. And what I've been trying to challenge myself to do is make sure I get that stand measurement for every hour I'm awake in a day. So if I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, from that time to the time I go to sleep, I want all of those bars. It's basically these blue bars that you can see in the activity app on the watch. It marks, it colors it in blue if you did stand up and move, and it's just blank if you didn't. So any gaps you see, you're like, damn, I didn't move around that hour. Damn, I didn't get any movement that hour. Damn, I didn't get any exercise that hour. Physically moving around, that exercise that you do, whether it's playing a sport, whether it's walking around the block, all these things will help you live longer. That's the physical part of moving around. But I also mean this when I say moving around, I mean geographically. I talked about this several episodes back in March of 2019, about the mistakes to make when you're still young. Go to the wrong places. Go to places that you know are not for you. Go see the world and see what's going on. Don't just stay where you started at, or stay where you went to school at, or stay where your parents are from, or just stay where you are right now because inertia has set in and you don't feel like moving around. Geographically move around. I Googled a few names the other day when I came up with this subject, actually. I Googled a few names that I can remember who were classmates of mine from middle school and high school. Everybody who I could remember their first name and last name, and people who had distinct enough names that it was probably them when I found them. Didn't find a lot of pictures, you know, not a lot of people started their own websites, you know, with their names and faces all over it, surprisingly. But the few who I could find, who I actually did remember their names, and I'm from Philadelphia, PA, if you didn't know, but everybody I could find, every single person I could remember, and it ain't like I did this all day, it was maybe 6 or 7 people I looked up. They all went to Temple University, which is in downtown Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, actually. And they all live in Philadelphia or right outside of the city. Now, Temple University is a great school, I'm sure. I know a whole lot of people who went to Temple. And Philadelphia is a great city. I'm from Philadelphia. But I always, me personally, I always had designs on seeing everything else. I didn't want to go to Temple. I remember being a senior in high school and a bunch of my classmates who were also fellow seniors, probably 70% of my high school graduating class all went to Temple. And my high school was like right next to Temple's campus. Literally, you could look out the window and you could see Temple's campus buildings next to my high school. And a bunch of my classmates got accepted into and went to Temple University. And I would assume many of them are still in Philadelphia, the same place that they grew up. Me, I always had designs on, I don't know how or why, on seeing the rest of the world. I wanted to see what else was going on. I did not want to go to Temple. I didn't want to go to any school in the city of Philadelphia, even though there's some great schools in the city of Philadelphia. Don't allow me to discourage you. It's because I was already from there. I'd already seen that. I want to see something else. I want to see what else is going on. I always had designs on seeing what else is, and why? Why is this? Why did I want to see all these other things? I mean, why not? Because they're there. I mean, you can't do the same things your whole life. See what's out there. In episode 1048, this is the one I mentioned a reference a minute ago, the mistakes to make while you're young. Maybe it ends up being a mistake for you to move away. Maybe it ends up being a mistake to move from Louisiana to Ohio, or from Nevada to Wisconsin, or from LA to San Francisco, or from Seattle to Tampa Bay. Maybe it ends up being a mistake, but you got to make the mistake to find out that it's a mistake. You know, it can't be a mistake if you haven't done anything. So go move around geographically and see what's going on. This will give you more life because it gives you experience. You become more traveled. You become more worldly. You have more things that you can talk about to another person. You're a more interesting person, the more things you've actually done. Would you agree to that? You agree that the person who's done more things is more interesting than the person who hasn't done many things. Even if they did one thing and they were just amazing, the best ever in the world at it, there's only so much we want to hear somebody talk about one subject. I mean, depending on how much time we have around that person. I didn't heard everything you had to say on that subject. Maybe I'm just not interested in the one thing that you've been doing your whole life. But if you've done a lot of different things, doesn't mean that you're not great at anything. But if you've done a whole lot of different things, then you're probably more available and you open yourself up to the possibility of being interesting to more people than the person who only focuses on one. And again, that doesn't mean you can't be great at anything. It just means that you have some extensity to your life. Moving around physically, first of all, keep you feeling better health-wise. Probably make your body and your mind last longer, your life last longer. Moving around geographically just gives you more experience. It'll also stimulate your mind to move around more geographically. Mentally moving around, what does that mean? Moving physically activates the brain, and seeing more of the world activates the imagination. So mentally moving around will be aided by you doing the other two things. If you move around physically, it'll make you feel better mentally. Any of you ever just felt tired as hell, even though you hadn't been doing shit all day? Why is that? Because you ain't moving. If you move around, you'll feel more energy. I've told you before, to create energy, you do not need to rest. Energy is created by energy. Rest is created by rest. So if you sit around doing nothing, you're not going to feel energized and activated. You're going to feel like sitting around and doing more of nothing. That's the law of inertia in action. If you want to feel like getting up and going and doing stuff, get up, go and do stuff. And you'll start feeling like doing it while you're doing it. So you can't think your way into feeling. You feel your way into thinking. That's the way that it works. And when you move around geographically, of course, it's going to stimulate your mind because you're experiencing new situations. It's not the same things over and over and over again, the same places, same people, same ideas. You're getting new, all of those things. And that's going to keep your mind mentally activated because it's paying attention to all this new stuff, all this new stimulation that is coming across. Point number three, today's topic are 4 ways to get more life out of your life. Work on your fear/aversion to other human beings. So we talked about putting your general fears and anxieties in perspective. But what I'm talking about here is taking your fear/aversion/awkwardness around people and doing something with that, taking care of that. All right. Take care of that situation. I have a course called People Skills that'll help you with this. It's at dreallday.com/people. I suggest you look it up if you have this fear/aversion to people. If you're the type of person who gets in an elevator and there's another person in the elevator and you don't make eye contact with them, you need to work on yourself. You're the type of person who's lived in a certain building or a certain complex for a while and you don't know any of your neighbors, nobody knows you, nobody says hello to you, you need to work on yourself. Listen, life is people. All right, we study concepts, we study ideas, we study strategies. There are people out there who study animals, we study chemicals, we study plants. We study all kinds of things, but many of us neglect to study people. All right, we have to live and die with people. Our significance is based on our relations with other people, whether that's in business, whether it's in our just intimate relationships, our family relationships, our friend relationships. Our relations to other people have a high impact, a huge impact on the quality of our lives. Can we agree with that? You can have a whole lot of money and a whole lot of success, whatever you consider to be success. But if you don't have any positive relationships with people who you actually care about and people who care about you, then you probably don't feel too great. Even though you have all that success, you're sitting around an empty house by yourself with your success. We read books. You know why we read books? Because somebody else's knowledge and experience got condensed down into 300 pages. It might take them 3 years or even 3 months to get that knowledge and information, maybe 30 years, maybe their whole lives. They condensed it down to 300 pages. Other people learn, see, and do stuff that we can't do all on our own and can share with us what's good about it or what's bad about it and save us time. But if you don't have any relationships with anybody, you can't do it. Now, it's one thing to read somebody's book. It's another thing to sit down with that person and actually have a conversation with them. Because not everybody writes a book. And some of us don't like to read. But if you have more relationships with more people, you'll know more things. You'll have experiences that you didn't even go through yourself, but you feel like you did because you know someone who did. You have more things that you can talk about. You can relate to more people. When you have a challenge or you have an opportunity or you're looking for an opportunity to deal with a certain situation, the more people you know, the more opportunity you'll have or the easier it may be for you to handle the situation or to create or find that opportunity that you're looking for. There is no downside. I've said this many times. There is no downside to having stronger relationships with more people. Point number four, decide what your purpose is in life. Where are you actually going? What do you want to do? What are your outcomes? There is one thing you could say about your life when it's all done. What is that one thing going to be? In episode number 944, we talked about purpose, the most important element of your work, the most important thing you do for any kind of work you do on your game, performing, results, selling yourself, marketing, leveraging the result. All of that is you knowing why you're doing it, because it's not always going to be easy. You will be challenged. There'll be times you're wondering why you're even doing it anymore. And you're not going to feel so great about it. But purpose is your compass for decision making. Purpose is the reason why you get out of bed. What's your reason? Do you get out of bed just because you've always gotten out of bed because you have to go to work because that's what everybody else is doing because of what somebody else is expecting of you? What is your purpose for taking the actions that you're taking? The more you know your purpose, the more life you'll have. And in point number three that I didn't even mention, the more solid relationships you have with people who you actually enjoy being around, the better you'll feel about yourself. What makes enduring the BS that comes with whatever you choose to do, because anything you choose to do, there's going to be some challenges, whether that's a marriage, whether it's playing a sport, starting a business, getting a job, going to college, just being alive in this world these days, there's going to be some BS that comes with it. There's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some times when you're wondering why you even signed up for this. What makes enduring it worth it is the purpose. What's my reasoning? What is yours? Stronger connected, stronger you are connected to your purpose, the more life you'll have. Even when things are going terribly, even when things are not really working out, when you know what your purpose is, you'll be able to push yourself through things not working out and still do what you got to do. Let's recap today's topic, which is four tips on having more life. Point number one, put your fears in perspective, because we know fears enlarge whatever they focus on. So ask yourself, the worst case scenario my fear actually comes to be, could I survive it? What could I do to get myself back to where I was? And what are the chances that the worst case scenario actually does come to life? Now compare those answers to your actual level of fear and worry. Point number two, move around more. Physically move around. The Apple Watch gives you a stand measurement. There may be other watches that do the same thing, but just exercise. You don't have to have a watch on to exercise. You'll live longer. You'll feel better physically. Your body will last longer and it will pay you back a whole lot better. You don't want to live your last 10 years of your life bedridden or in a wheelchair simply because you didn't take care of your body when you were young enough and physically able enough to do so. Moving around geographically also. I Googled some names I can remember from middle school and high school. Everybody stayed in the same city, went to the same schools, and still live there now all these years later. And listen, the schools are great. The city is great. But I always had designs on seeing everything else. Why? Why not? It's available to us. Why not see what else is available to you in the world? Geographically move around. And if it ends up being a mistake, as I said in episode number 1048, you can't do the same things your whole life anyway. See what's out there. And mentally, when you move around physically and you move around geographically, you will feel more activated mentally simply because what? You're doing more things. You're giving your brain more things to pay attention to. You are more stimulated, and this will give you more life. Point number three, work on your fear / aversion to people or your dislike of people, whatever you want to call it. If you don't have, make more friends, connect with more people, have more people know your name. There is no downside to knowing more people. Knowing people can shave time off of your learning curves because they know things that you don't know. People who have experienced things that you won't have to experience. People who can tell you things that you would have had to go through a whole lot of stuff in order to learn, they can just tell you because they've been through it already. And the more people you know, the better suited you'll be or the better prepared you'll be to actually get these. If you don't know anybody, none of these things can ever happen to you. So go make more friends. There is no downside to having more people know you, like you, and trust you in a positive way. And point number four, decide what your purpose is. If there's one thing that you can say about your life when it's done, what is that one thing you want to be able to say, even if you can't say it right now? In episode number 944, we talked about purpose, the most important element of your work. Purpose is the reason why you get out of bed. It is your compass for decision-making. It's what makes the endurance of the BS worth it, because there will be some BS in anything you do in life, no matter how great you are, how privileged you are, how much resources you have been blessed with. There will be some BS you're going to have to deal with, some stress, some challenges, some anxiety you got to deal with. What makes all that worth it is knowing what your purpose is. You get these things in order. Putting your fears in perspective, moving around more often, physically, mentally, and geographically, working on your aversion to people and actually connecting with more people, because relationships are really what matter in the end of life, and deciding what your purpose is, knowing the one thing that you want to be able to say about your life when it's all over. I guarantee you will feel more fulfilled and feel like you're actually living more than you have been up to this point. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Confidence. You ask people, do they want more of it? Everyone would say yes. You ask people, would they do more if they had more of it? They would say yes. The challenge is most people don't know the very root cause of being confident, of having that self-esteem. The root cause is discipline. I want to give you a free audio lecture where I explain how discipline creates confidence. And how if you're just able to enact more discipline in your life, enforce more discipline on yourself in life, and there are easy ways to do so, your confidence is going to shoot up. And when your confidence goes up, you believe more, you do more, and you achieve more. If that's what you're interested in, go to DreAllDay.com/DCC, which stands for Discipline Creates Confidence. That'll be a 20-minute lecture where I explain how having more discipline will lead to more confidence in your life, which of course will step up your performance and of course will lead to better results because you have the skills. Again, that's DreAllDay.com/DCC for Discipline Creates Confidence. DreAllDay.com/DCC. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.